The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is, of course, the moment when we give the blessing of the vessel. And Tracy is going to give the blessing. Tracy, would you please, in the time-honored tradition, give the ship's blessing?
May God look over and protect all of the guests and crew that sail upon this vessel, and may her guests' expectations always be exceeded. I wish smooth seas and fair winds to all who sail upon her. And with that, I name this vessel Carnival Breeze.
Broadcasting from Port Miami, aboard the newly christened Carnival Breeze, this is Cruise Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, shake somebody's hand, say congratulations. This is the Carnival Breeze.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
Yes, we are in fact in Port Miami for the naming ceremony of the new Carnival Breeze. As you just heard, Godmother Tracy Wilson Morning, founder of the Miami-based Honey Shine Mentoring Program, initiated the breaking of the traditional bottle of champagne on the ship's hull. And just so you know, a little fun fact, Carnival presented a $25,000 donation to Honey Shine. Very nice.
Here's another fun fact. That bottle of champagne that just exploded, the pyrotechnic guy is the pyrotechnic guy for KISS. So that's pretty cool.
That is awesome. On this show, we're going to talk to Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network, also speak to travel writer Chris Owen, and a bunch of other passengers.
So if you think you're losing your mind, no, you're not. We have been on this ship before. We did a broadcast from it in the Mediterranean over the summer, which brings us to the next question. Why did Carnival wait so long to christen Carnival Breeze? Well, during the naming ceremony, President and CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, Jerry Cahill, had this to say.
We waited until the ship got here to Miami for a few reasons. One, Miami is our hometown. Two, Miami is where the ship is going to be home ported. And frankly, this ship was designed with a very tropical atmosphere that is very common to South Florida and the Caribbean. So for those reasons, we're a little bit tardy in getting this done.
As I mentioned earlier, Carnival made a nice donation to Honey Shine, the organization which Godmother Tracy Wilson Morning is the founder of. And that donation is a small example of how active and supportive Carnival has been to the organization for quite some time. Godmother Tracy Wilson Morning tells us more.
Carnival has supported the Morning family from the very beginning in every way, shape, or form. And it is because of the Carnival family that we are able to do a lot of the work we do in this community. Alonzo and I receive a lot of accolades for the work that we do, but it is truly not by ourselves. For those of you who have no idea of what we do in this community, we just know what we've been given all our lives. It was that opportunity for an education, an opportunity to get outside our comfort zone.
We had a chance to catch up with Calvin, the assistant to Senior Cruise Director John Heald, and we asked him what he thought about the ship.
I'm very fortunate to be on the New Breeze. Yeah. And I know it sounds cliche, you know, everybody's happy to be where they are, but that's not true for me. Yeah. But here, it's a different designer.
Right.
Of course, we've used somebody different, and so it has that feel of freshness. Mm. I love, decor-wise, I love it. To me, it's just, it's easy on the eyes. There's nothing really too distracting. Ceilings are kind of the same out throughout, so I feel like my eyes are not jumping all over the place. The run is great, and they have these cages here in the disco.
Yes, they do.
In the nightclub. It's not called a disco anymore. It's called a nightclub, so you can watch me.
Let's hear a little bit more of what President and CEO Jerry Cahill had to say at the naming ceremony.
The star of the show today is the Carnival Breeze. And the people who work for the Carnival organization are very proud of this ship. It is the first ship that a lot of us have had the ability to make a significant influence on the design. So to us, this is a big evolution in our product. If you look around, there's a different look and a different feel than other ships in our fleet. We've added 23 new branded experiences and spaces on board the ship. And the response from our guests has been outstanding during this European season. And now, last week, Cruise Critic named the Carnival Breeze the cruise ship of the year.
You know, I was thinking, Doug, Carnival's always been very good at choosing their theme songs for their different ships.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, why didn't they go with Lynyrd Skynyrd's Call Me the Breeze?
Such a good song.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Jerry Cahill and submit this.
Call me the breeze.
Broadcasting from Port Miami, aboard the newly christened Carnival Breeze. This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
Did you know that the Carnival Breeze will offer three different 8-day itineraries and 1 6-day itinerary year-round from Port Miami?
Always a pleasure to have Nancy Strader from the Family Travel Network with us here on Carnival Breeze. Nancy, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
What did you think of the christening ceremony?
Oh, it was amazing. It was such an exciting event, but also a really emotional event. Tracy Mourning just did an exceptional job, and as a godmother, it was fantastic to see her and all of her Honeyshine girls here, and just the whole bottle, you know, cork opening and
everything. Yeah.
It was just so great. So it worked out brilliantly.
Would it be not masculine if I say I shed a tear during that?
Oh, no. I think everybody shed a tear during that. I mean, it was just, she was just so amazingly emotional. She shed a lot of tears herself, but I was sitting there in the front row crying. So, you know.
I was a row behind you. I got to admit, I was bawling myself. It was a very emotional event, especially with the kids involved. Let me ask you, speaking of children, why is Carnival Breeze such a family-friendly ship?
The Carnival Breeze is something great for families because there's something for everybody on this ship. There's an incredible water park here. There's Hasbro, the game show. There's so many different things to see and do. It's really, really exciting for families and exciting for parents as well.
Yeah, and for the parents, there's the Bonsai Sushi. There's the Playlist Productions, the late night shows.
Right.
There's the George Lopez Punchliner Comedy Club. That's a mouthful, but it's really, really cool. The brunch is on here. I mean, this thing runs the gamut.
Exactly, and the kids are having such a great time at the Kids and Teens programs, too, that the parents feel great because the kids and teens really want to be at these programs, and the parents are all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, we have time for us. We can go and do all these fantastic things. We can have a parents' night out and do fun stuff as well.
What's the big draw for Carnival Breeze being here in Miami for families?
First of all, it's incredibly great from a driving distance standpoint, but also just from an accessibility of airlines and everything else. The itineraries are fantastic. So here, coming right from Miami, heading down into the Caribbean, that's fantastic as well. So that works really well. And it's such a great Caribbean-themed ship. So you come right in, and you feel like you're in the Caribbean because you're climbing up the stairwells, and there's all this great art from being in the Caribbean. So it's fantastic that way.
And I've got to say, you know, a lot of folks may think, well, it's so expensive to fly into Miami, but Fort Lauderdale is only like 20 miles north of here. There's transfer services, and like with Southwest Airlines, it's very, very affordable to fly into Fort Lauderdale and take a cruise from Miami.
That's exactly right, and I think people have to be aware of that, too. Look at all the available airports that are right around. So very good point about thinking about, you know, Fort Lauderdale and what you can do from there. It works really well.
from the Family Travel Network, Nancy Schroeder. Always a pleasure seeing you. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Thanks so much, Doug. It's always great to be here with you.
Joining me now is travel writer Chris Owen. Chris, welcome to Cruise Radio, man.
I can't believe it's been 6 months since we were on this ship.
I know. Here we are. We're hanging out outside of the Red Frog Rum Bar having some Thirsty Frog Reds, Guy Fieri burgers. Dude, what else could you ask for on a Saturday afternoon in Miami?
There's nothing better than this. The band is playing, the dueling performers are playing from the Red Rock Rum Bar and the Blue Tequila. What are those?
That would be called the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar. Dude, I've got to say, congratulations to Carnival. Carnival Breeze, Ship of the Year from Cruise Critic.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk it? Cruise Critic is stingy with that Ship of the Year, but aptly presented to Carnival Breeze, who absolutely epitomizes everything that Carnival is right now.
Why do you think Carnival Breeze kind of focuses on families? Like, what is the big draw for families here?
Well, they've got anything a family could want. It's all right here. They've got activities. They've got all the things to do for kids. But, that ropes course.
Yeah. Right up there. We can see it from here. Right on deck, like 14, there's there's two ropes courses. One for intermediate, one for advanced. That's really cool. Also, there's a big-ass water park up there.
You shouldn't say that, but it's okay. The neat part about that big-ass water park is the dunking bucket thing.
Yeah, 500 gallons.
I enjoy having several Thirsty Frog Rum bar. What are these called again?
Good God, Chris. This is your first one, too. That's the sad part.
A long time, so it goes right to my head. But I'll tell you what, I enjoy having a few of those and just sitting and watching the kids get dunked. It's neat.
I've got to say, the ship doesn't only offer a lot of outside amenities, but some very cool and new public spaces, too, like the Banzai Sushi is on here, which is the first on any Carnival ship whatsoever. What do you think of the new Fun Ship 2.0 vibe out here on the Lido deck with the dueling guitar players, the new venues, the new food venues, the Blue Iguana Cantina, the Guy Fieri's Burger joint over there, Red Frog Rum Bar, and Blue Iguana Tequila Bar?
Here's the neat thing. They've been able to duplicate this on other ships as well.
What kind of passengers do you think will be drawn to the new Carnival Breeze here in Miami, Florida?
Boy, just about everybody, because it's priced right.
Yeah.
It's priced right, and for ships sailing out of Miami, it's a steal. It's one heck of a value because of all these new things that they have on the ship that you don't see on other ships. So you're seeing them now coming out on the other Carnival ships with that $500 million that they're spending doing that, but you don't see this on other lines, not at all.
Well, and the cool thing is, like, Fun Ship 2.0 is on like a half a dozen other ships right now, but they also have a lot of cool stuff on this ship and on Carnival Magic, like Cucina del Capitano, that is not replicated, that's unique to these ships.
Yeah, each one has their own distinct flavor, I guess. So I can see people falling in love with this ship, and not that they wouldn't like other ships, but I'll tell you what, this is a great one.
Dude, I can't let you go before we talk about the christening ceremony. How awesome was that? Showcasing some of Carnival's brand new playlist productions as part of Fun Ship 2.0. And just a lot of cool things. Hasbro, the game show, was showcased on there.
Well, you know, when we were on this ship, I didn't see the Divas show. And now I want to go see the Divas show. I didn't quite make it. But the Hasbro game show is so much fun. You're right in there with it. It's very experiential. People really enjoy getting into it. And you cheer for your team and stuff like that. And I don't know. I've yet to see this where the four in a row thing, what's that called?
Connect four
works the first time. It's like you keep rooting for somebody to get it all right, and it doesn't happen.
And you know what? What a great cause too. Like other cruise lines are also doing the kind of steering away from the celebrity being the godmothers to more of a humanitarian thing. Like Celebrity has the breast cancer survivors, and now Carnival has
Tracy Wilson Morning, the founder of the Miami-based Honeyshine mentoring program, where they take and give girls a second chance. They give them some character and meaning and a direction in their life they might not have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful. The crowd was in tears. It was great.
Chris, I'll let you get back to your Thirsty Frog Red and Guy Fieri Burger, man. But always good to see you, bud.
Always a pleasure to be here, especially while we're on the Carnival Breeze.
Stream us worldwide on our free iPhone app. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your app store.
Always love to see Shannon Hurst Lane aboard a Carnival Cruise Line ship. Shannon, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thanks, Doug.
You have kids, and how is this such a family ship? Like, what's the big draw to Carnival Breeze? Why is it such a family ship?
Well, Doug, as you're aware, you met my daughter when we were in the Mediterranean, and it's all about the kids' clubs. Carnival provides such family activities with, you know, the Sky Course, the mini golf, the kids' clubs for the kids to do their thing, the activities for families to do things together. It offers such amazing opportunities to bond and then also have your own time while your kids are having a great time in a secure, safe environment.
How is Camp Carnival in a parent's eyes?
Camp Carnival is great because you can go on cruises as your kids grow. You know they're going to be in a good environment from the supervised areas up to age 9 to the 10 to the 14-year-olds or 11 to 14-year-olds, whatever Camp Circle C is. And then you've got the 15 to 17-year-olds at Club 02. And once they turn 10, they can sign themselves in and out, which can be a good thing. Because then you don't have to be right there. It gives them, they learn a little bit of independence for life skills, actually. I gotta say, I was pleased with how my daughter conducted herself on the ship with her little bit of freedom that she was able to get.
So as you know, Shannon, Carnival Breeze was named Ship of the Year from Cruise Critics Editor Pick Award. Also, Royal Caribbean was named the most family-friendly cruise ship of the year. And I've got to say, I was kind of surprised by that.
I sat down with my own small focus group of teenagers and middle schoolers, friends of my kids that have been on cruises on Royal Caribbean, on Carnival, on Princess, and I asked them, what is your favorite cruise line? And every single one of them said Carnival because of the kids' clubs. And these are kids that have been on Royal Caribbean also, so I got to go with Carnival. I got to say, I think that Cruise Critic, I don't know who they were asking and if these kids had ever been on a Carnival cruise, but if you ask the kids love Carnival.
Travel writer Chris Owen is still slumming around here, sipping his beer. What do you think about that?
I think she's right. You ask the kids, and that's what counts. Which one do they want to go on?
And you have two daughters. So like,
they grew up in Camp Carnival, and they loved it every step of the way. They went on a half a dozen other lines, too, but when you ask them, where's the fun, it's Carnival all the way.
Chris, I've already said it, but thank you for being here. Shannon Hurst Lane, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Doug, for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to be here with Rebecca Rawlings, VIP. When did you earn that? This cruise or?
Oh, no. I'm like 28 cruises, 29.
Oh, my gosh. You're a pro. Rebecca, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Yeah, pleasure to be with you, too. So what do you think about Carnival Breeze? Is this your first time sailing Breeze?
It is a breeze because we're like 3 ships in, yeah. So, yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
Okay, so what was your first impressions walking on the Breeze? You see the new public areas. It's kind of toned down. You know, past Carnival ships are very gaudy in Las Vegas. Like, this one is more of a soothing Caribbean feel. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Mine was like, when you walk on, it's like a total different atmosphere. It was like, it's very pleasing, you know. People weren't overwhelmed. It was like, and they had like food galore, beer, and like, yeah, it was very pleasing.
What do you think about Funship 2.0, like the Guy Fieri burger joints, the Blue Iguana Cantina, the tequila bar, the rum bar, all this good stuff?
Well, my husband ate like 3 burgers when first we got on. So.
Nice. Well, you know they have 1,300 calories apiece.
They do, I know, but that's him. He, that's me, yeah. So, yeah, it's been very nice. It's very good.
Carnival has the new Faster to the Fun program where for a surcharge of $49.95, or if you're VIP like yourself, you can get on and skip in front of the line. How do you like that program, and how do you feel about it? And do you think, with the passengers paying $49.95, do you think it kind of dilutes the platinum status?
I would probably pay for it if I wasn't VIP.
It's totally worth it. You know,
it is.
Being cattle herded on the ship and stuff like that. And did you get express luggage service or anything, or no?
What I have?
You have no clue if you did or not.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's my travel agent, yeah. So, yeah, I did.
Okay. Rebecca, I see you're drinking the infamous Thirsty Frog Red here at the Red Frog Rum Bar. What are your thoughts of it?
Similar to Sam Adams.
Mm.
It is.
Kind of a, describe it for the listeners.
It is.
Is it a heavy beer or is it a...
I think it is like a, I don't think it's a light or heavy. I think it's like an all-around beer. I think if you drink light, you can drink it. If you drink heavy, you can drink this, because it was, it's like a Samuel Adams.
Rebecca, God bless you. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, that's going to do it. Man, I hate to get off the ship.
I know, but hey, special thanks to everybody at Carnival here in Miami, Florida, for making this awesome event possible.
Don't forget, you can take Cruise Radio with you wherever you go, and the iPhone app is now free. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
You can sign up for our cruise news updates. Just go to cruiseradio.net, put your email in the upper right-hand box.
From the Carnival Breeze in Port Miami, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.